Praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you with us tonight. We're going to get into some real interesting discussions in the scriptures and our word study tonight. So we're just thankful to have you along with us. Praise Yahweh. Pull up an easy chair. Get your Bible. Get your notebook. And we're going to give you more scriptures per hour, probably, than perhaps any ministry on the radio. Now, why do we do that? Because we want to make sure that you hear the preponderance of the evidence. We believe that the word is given by inspiration. We believe it's necessary. We like current events. It's wonderful to keep up with what's going on in the world because it's reflective to the end days that we live in. And of course, you need to keep up. But let me give you some good sound scriptural, spiritual advice. You can know everything in the world that's going on and not have your soul prepared to meet God, and you can gain the whole world and lose your soul, and what would you give in exchange? So do not be like Martha. Martha, she was fretting over many things, the Bible said. But Mary was sitting at the feet of the Messiah, taking in the living word. Now, we know that the Messiah withstood Satan with the written word. He said, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. The Bible said, study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be shamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the word of Yahweh is given for inspiration, correction, and reproof. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible, if it tells you to study, then that's why we're here for. We're here to give you scriptures. We're here to arm you with the evidence and give you the preponderance of evidence that you may become a doer of the word. Now, tonight we're going to teach on doer or doers of the word. That's what we're going to talk about. And I remember years ago I preached a message entitled the tape doo-doo. And you know, you need to get in a lot of doo-doo. That's a doer of the word, not a hearer. Now let's find out exactly what Romans chapter 2:13 says. As we go, we'll give you just a moment to go to Romans 2:13, and we're going to begin our lesson tonight on doers of the word. Before I get into the word, I'd like to announce to you one more time here that we are coming into Passover season. Now, the first Passover is due here on the 25th of the month. It should start on the 25th. Now, the second Passover is the one that we keep. And, of course, it's coming up next month, and we will begin our foot washing service, old-fashioned foot washing. I don't know where you've ever been to one or not, but it's wonderful to have your elder brothers to wash your feet. And it shows family, hospitality. It's a tradition that was started by Abraham in the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis. And the father picked that up when he inscribed into the covenant of the law. He put a foot laver out in the assembly yard for everyone to wash their feet before they entered into the house of Yahweh. Of course, you know, most people back then wore the sandals or the animal skins and things of this nature. And, of course, the dust and the desert the dry climate and things of this nature, there was a lot of dust and perhaps rusty feet. But it was also a soothing act of hospitality to wash your guests' feet in cool water and to bathe them in the oils, as we know that there is a scripture in the Bible to say so. So we are going to tell you tonight exactly what you must do to become a doer. Now, that's, you got to start somewhere. And if you don't start in the doctrine, now you can be concerned about every news event. You can be concerned with the world situation. But Babylon was here in the time of Christ. Babylon is here in your time. And Babylon was in the beginning, actually, with Noah's time, in the times of Nimrod and things of this nature. So you see, Babylon's going to be around for a long time. Don't be concerned about Babylon and the vices of Babylon, the world, or the evil empire. You can coexist. The Father made it possible for you as a sheep to dwell among the wolves if you will use the scriptures to guard yourself or to become doer of the doctrines of the Bible. Now, doctrine puts you in a box. If you bring out doctrine, Dr. Gary and I was talking about this same thing the other day when we had a conversation, and we were talking about those that don't teach any doctrine. They're just, you know, they just hammer on current events, but they don't never give you any scripture for solution for the problems of the world. I've said this, and I related this to the doctor. I said disobedience got us into this mess, and obedience will get us out of it. Now, let me repeat that for you. Disobedience, breaking the Father's laws, statutes, and commandments, got Jacob Israel from the head back to the tail end of the caboose on this earthly train that's all wound up going, it seems, down the hill for Christ City. Well, now let me repeat this. If disobedience got us into the mess, only obedience will get us out. Now, we got to take it one at a time. I'm teaching one obedient soul at a time. Now, if you hear the gospel and the doctrine and you never become a doer of it, then you've heard it in vain. For that is what it says here in Romans chapter 2, 13. So remember the Passover. I was talking about the Passover. Remember the Passover in Andrews, North Carolina on May the 25th. Plan to be with us. Dr. Jack and the assembly and the fellowship in Andrews would be glad to welcome you, their congenial host, and they really love to see folks come in, so you'll be more than welcome. You're just like the flowers in May. You're going to be welcome in the May festival of the second Passover. I plan to attend the second Passover in Andrews, North Carolina, with us. I'll be there ministering. Other ministers will be there also. Dr. Jack and Dr. Gary will be ministering. And so there's going to be an abundance of teaching that will be going on. Performance. You know, we perform. We take the Passover and we execute it just exactly like the Father said in the Scriptures. We don't cheapen it. We don't serve grape juice and crackers and call it Passover. We don't go to a convenient place to meet. We go to nature's altars. And we go to the fields where that we slaughter a lamb, and we basically have a dinner in the evening on the 15th day, beginning the festival of unleavened bread. We have a meal, shared community meal, shared. We don't burn the lamb and to Yahweh or sacrifice it to Yahweh. That is nonsense. What we do. We kill the lamb, and like I said last night, something dies for you every day. So don't tell me you don't sacrifice. You sacrifice meat. You see, you just wouldn't dare when, if you're eating pig, probably most of you are, and if you are, you need to repent of that. That's a bad thing to do, is to eat unclean foods. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, now don't get into that. Now you're judging me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you just honor the Word and stay away from the things that the Father said wasn't good for you, and I believe you'll be better off. You know, praise Yahweh. Like a lot of people that, you know, they say, well, pork is so good, I just can't resist it. Well, maybe the Father just made a unclean meat good, and just to try you to see if you would honor Him and refrain yourself from these things. Sometimes that may be the case. Now, Romans 2:13, let's begin our message tonight on doers of the Word. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Verse 14. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. Now, did you get that? See, if you just keep the nature of Yahweh's statute, laws, and covenants, and the principles that was founded upon, by your own nature. Now, the Bible says that doesn't nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame? I'm not going to get into what's long or what's short. I know that I believe that hair, the hair question is a very sticky issue. I do believe that long hair on a woman is a glory, and short hair on a man is glory. So I believe in that covenant principle of the 11th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. So that's a doctrine right there. Now, if a man comes in with hair down to his waist, I mean, you know, you can see a feminine attribute there. Now, if a woman comes down into the congregation with her hair down to her, I mean, it's a glory. But to a man, it's a shame, and the Bible teaches you that. I mean, when your hair starts bundling up on your shoulders, man, it's time to get a haircut. I don't care what you say about the length of a hair, it doesn't matter. The Bible says that long hair on a man is a dishonor, and long hair on a woman is an honor. So that's a doctrine. Now, we're doers of this word, praise Yahweh. So then, let's become doers of the doctrine, and let's teach doctrine. If it alienates and separates, so be it. Aren't we supposed to separate ourselves from every brother or sister that walks disorderly and not after the commandments that's written in the Scriptures? So if you're a doer of the Word, then praise Yahweh, you will find yourself in select company of a few there be that find it. And when we get up on the radio and we teach doctrine, I've explained this to Dr. Gary, one of the men that I talk to just about every day. He calls me on his nickel, and we talk, and we converse, and he's very hungry, and he's very appreciative of the Word, and he's a student. And not only is he a student, he's a master. And in a very short time, he's become a master of the Word, and that's why that dedication and dictation, you know, you got to have it dictated to you, handed down to you, take it and add to it and enhance it and believe it and become a doer of it. And that's what Dr. Gary has become, which is a doer of the Word, and that's why that men and women around the network, the Truth Radio Network, and the WWCR Shortwave Network, we had a tremendous response off of WWCR, Shortwave Radio Network. Now, we have a good response off of Truth. We're worldwide on Truth tonight. Wherever you have a computer, you can download Truth on soundwaves2000.com or www.truthradio.com. Just click on Truth 2. That's where we're at. We're on Truth 2. And I understand from a lot of people that Truth 2 has the most exciting schedule over Truth 1. I don't know. I don't listen to Truth 1 because I'm on Truth 2. But I understand that there is a variety of teachings on Truth 2 that is not available on Truth 1. So just set your dial to Truth 2 and stay with us, praise Yahweh. And let's keep on keeping on becoming doers of the Word. That's why I like to teach on Truth Radio. Now let me give you another one here, verse 15. Which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. See, the law in your heart is a law to itself. Whatever is not of faith is sin. So whatever you have faith to do, and remember your weaker brother that didn't have as much faith as you do, and don't try to destroy him with your faith. Remember and be kind and courteous, as was your Messiah. He didn't go around, you know, because he had a faith of the law, he had a perfect knowledge of the law. He didn't go around breaking the law just because he had faith to do so. He kept it within the framework of his conscience, respecting others that were weaker than him. He got below the weak, and he lifted them up. Most men and women, where they're making the error, they take their faith and they run over those that are weaker. Now, there's a man that can eat herbs. He's so weak in the faith, he can only eat herbs. Then here comes a man that can eat meat, and he just rolls over his weaker brother and offends him. The Bible said, blessed is he that offendeth not in word and deed. Now, I know that I offend a lot of people in the gospel. But see, if the gospel offends you, you have a long time to recover from that. The Bible said to repent. See, the gospel is made to correct you. And if it offends you when you hear it, I've had a lot of people say, Pastor, buddy, you're just too hard. I ain't going to listen to you. I can't obey what you said to do. If I did, my wife would leave me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you love your wife more than you love the gospel, you ain't going to serve him no way. Your wife's your God. That's not saying that I preach a message to go out and beat your wife because she don't believe what you believe. You don't do that. You set an example. If you're a man of faith, and you're a man of love, and you're a man of passion, and you believe the doctrine, your wife's going to be won over through the Word. Now, the Bible said if you have an unbelieving wife and she's willing to live with you, don't let a brother or put her away in this respect. But if she's not willing to live with you on the doctrinal side of the issue, let her go. A brother and sister's not bound by the covenants. If the gospel offends them, let them move out. Let them hit the road, Jack. Give them a one-way ticket, praise Yahweh. Why? Because who is my mother, and who is my brother, and who is my wife, who is my sister? They that hear the word of Yahweh and do it. That's what the Bible said. We're going to get into that in a minute. Now, 2 Corinthians 8 and 11. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it. Paul said, if I don't do what I preach, I become a castaway. Are you listening to me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Are you a doer of the doctrine? Have you been baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins? You say, well, I don't believe it's necessary. I've never had a preacher, but you tell me to do so. I grant you that there's few. Now, I've not listened to Pastor Pete Peters. I don't know him personally. But I heard him one night teaching on water baptism for the remission of sin. Well, I congratulate Pastor Peters for having the guts to get up and preach a doctrine that alienate a lot of people from his ministry. I know when I preach it, it puts me in a water box. They say, oh, you're just a water dog. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to guarantee you when hell gets hot, you're going to appreciate the water. And for those who will not repent and get baptized for the remission of sin, sin is going to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh and his commandments. And he commanded in Matthew 28, verse 19, listen to what he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, or teach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptize them in water. Now, there is a baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're going to teach that, too. You've got to be a doer of both of them. You've got to have both baptisms, one of water and one of spirit. Now, you can have one or the other before or after, but you got to have both of them. A lot of people want to get baptized in the water, and they never seek the Spirit. A lot of people get the Spirit, and they never seek the water. Even that which you seem to have can be taken away from you if you don't complete your mission and complete the doing of the commandments. And so this is the doctrinal stand here that we're taking tonight, that you must become a doer of the word, therefore perform the doing of it, that as thou was a readiness to will to do so, that they may be a performance also out of that which you have. As your faith is, let the performance work its perfect work. And the Bible said, if thou first be a will in mind, this is acceptable. I know a lot of people can't keep Sabbath right now because, number one, their faith won't allow it. They can't rise above it, or they're just now coming into the revelation. We got men and women all over the world now studying on this Sabbath doctrine. Whether it's essential, whether you must keep it as a doctrine to be saved or sanctified or blessed or honored by the Father. Why call me Yahweh and do not the things I say to do? And Luke 4:16, as was his custom, he entered in and on the Sabbath day. You say, well, now we don't really know which day the Sabbath day is. I refute that. If we don't know it, then I'm going to rip all the Sabbath out, and I've got just as good a chance of going to heaven as you have, and I ain't got no custom. And his commandments is void of, say, Ezekiel 20 and verse 12 through 20. It don't mean nothing. It's no longer a sign. If the Sabbath ain't a sign, then somewhere somebody's ripped that page out with unbelief. I ain't ripped it out. I believe it. And I can prove what day the Sabbath comes on with anybody who wants to debate the issue. I mean, if you want to go to the preponderance of the Scriptures and take that as an evidence, I can prove it. Now, if you've got your theories and your ways, and you don't adopt Yahweh's ways, then you got a problem here. So then, be a doer of what you can read, what you can prove, and the Bible said to prove all things. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to argue with nobody. You know, I'm not going to fall out with you if you're not a Sabbath keeper. I can only go to heaven for myself. I can advise you what to do. I can give you book, verse, and chapter on what to do. And if you do it well and good, if you don't, well, then that's between you and your maker. Yeah, I'm going to take a stick and beat you if you come to our meetings and you say, well, I'm not a Sabbath keeper. Fine. Fine and dandy. So you're not a Sabbath keeper. So what?
It don't mean nothing. You know, you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. Pastor Betty, you know, every day Sunday, glory to God. Well, I've heard all that.
And yet, when I get up and preach, I'm going to preach the conviction of the Sabbath, and I'm going to preach it with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind, and I'm going to give you book, verse, and chapter, and if you don't want that, I could tell you where to go, but I won't at this point because I might offend you. So if you're a first-time believer and first-time listener, Pastor Buddy, I'm rough and tough, and I'm ready to rumble in the jungle of the gospel. I'm chosen, qualified, to preach the gospel. I've been called. I've been anointed. I love you. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you the truth. I'd tickle your ears and entice you to get in your pocketbook and send me tithes and offerings, and we would just rock and roll, baby. We'd eat, drink, and be merry, baby. We'd have a merry old time in a hothouse tonight, baby. But ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day when the books will be opened. I'm telling you, the 66 books, the 44 writers, and 1,189 chapters, plus all of the things that's not written in the 66 books of the King James, that's what I use. I ain't saying that's exclusive, because there's other writings, and I try to find the doctrine wherever I can find it, praise Yahweh. Well, I'm Pastor Buddy, you're listening to Shepherd's Call. I'm going to be back in two with more of things to do. You stay tuned. Come on back in here, ladies and gentlemen. We're breaking the word, and we're eating from the table of grace. praise Yahweh. You say, Pastor Buddy, do you believe all the Word? No, I don't. I'm going to be frankly honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe all of the Word. Now, I don't know whether you do or not, but I don't. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I believe it all. If you believe it all, are you a doer of all of it? It's not the hearer. You may be a hearer of the Word now. You may believe everything you hear, but you're only justified for everything you do. If you hear the Word and don't do it, you're like a man that looks in the looking glass. You're according to the book of James. Now, let me give you James. Notice this. James chapter 1, verse 22. Go with me, if you will, to James. We're talking about becoming a doer. Tomorrow night we're going to teach on doctrine. So I'm setting you up tonight to do the doctrine. I'm going to tell you tomorrow night what the doctrine is. Tonight I'm going to tell you why you must be a doer and not a hearer. You're just fooling yourself when you hear the Word. I mean, it sends, chill bumps up and down your spine when you hear an inspirational message, some preacher, some gifted orator that can get up and just preach like trees are falling and inspire you, but he never gives you no reason to become a doer. You see, I'm going to have to cut you real deep in the heart, and I got to bring blood. I regret this, but I got to bring blood. If you've never kept a Passover, if you've never been baptized, if you've never been on an altar, an old-fashioned Holy Ghost altar, one that's been built by Yahweh's men, not by the world or the bell box crew, there is a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be a doer of the Word, and you've got to be a performer based on performance. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And that's a result of it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word, and then you must become a doer. James 1:22, be ye doers of the Word. Say it with me, doers. Say it with me again. Be ye a doer of the Word. Now, what do you got to do? You got to do what he said to do. Well, what did he say to do? Well, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, and you can be saved. And once you're saved, glory to God, you're added into the kingdom. Well, now, is that true? Do you just go down and let some preacher give you one of those little nasty join the church of your choice cards? You fill it out, and you raise your hand when he says, who's going to accept Christ? And you raise your hand. And it's not out of the heart, it's out of the ears that you just hear with. Yeah, you're moved. You want to go to heaven. Nobody wants to go to hell. You ever met anybody want to go to hell? You say, well, I've met a lot of people that live like they did. Well, that's what I'm telling you. I don't believe all the Bible. If I did, I'd do everything in it. I mean, I'd keep it all. I am not a perfected doer of all of it. I wish I was. I'm trying. I'm striving to enter in. I'm presenting myself to the Father and asking the Father to judge me only, not you, me. I got to bear my own burden. I got to seek my own soul salvation. But if I can preach a faith message to promote or to provoke, either way, you to become a doer of the Word, then I've accomplished the mission of being sent to preach the gospel. I am charged with your blood. Everybody that comes in your shot of me tonight on Truth Radio, I'm encouraging you. I need to hear from you. If you want to get baptized, come to the fellowship Passover feast, and I'll baptize in a mountain stream of the Smoky Mountains in Andrews, North Carolina. We got a fabulous place down there to baptize you. Oh, the water's good and cold. Praise Yahweh. The hail's awful hot. But it's going to be a beautiful time of the year. The flowers and the timber is in full bloom. The Smokies are beautiful in the valley of the Andrews area. Oh, it's a gorgeous place. Spend a week with us in the mountains of East Tennessee or Western North Carolina, one side of the mountain and to the other. Praise Yahweh. Enjoy your time. See, plan. If you can't come to this one, plan coming to Tabernacles. That'll be in the fall festival. If you can come and spend 3 days, now it's just a 1 day event for our fellowship get together in Pentecost, 50 days after we meet here on the fellowship, but we do it for 3 days so that we can give you a good excuse to come and vacation with us in the mountains. Praise Yahweh. So it'll be sometime in July when we'll announce it for you. Praise Yahweh. But you come and join us, praise Yahweh, and fellowship with us in the three festivals. Make your election and calling sure. Plan. Purpose it. Become a doer. And while you're there, you can hear some good old mountain bluegrass gospel picking, singing, clogging, dancing, praising. Got good wine. Got good fellowship. Got good food. The ladies in North Carolina, good cooks. Praise Yahweh, and we just fellowship and have a wonderful time over there. And we just have a wonderful time in the Father as we gather with the doers of the Word. Be ye doers of the Word, James said, 1:22, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Now, if you're not, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say this, but if you're not a doer, you're deceiving yourself. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Are you listening to me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? We're talking about doers. We're talking about the commandment keepers. Tomorrow night I'm going to get into the doctrine of what you got to do. I'm going to lay it out for you. So you need this message tonight. The hearer of the word and the doer of the word is two different. Now, you got to hear before you can do. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can you preach if you have to be sent? Now, if I'm sent and I'm a Holy Ghost man, if I am, then you must remember to become a doer of what I preach. And I've got to practice it myself. I mean, you know the reason I preach baptism? Because I practice it. If you don't hear these preachers preaching baptism, it's because they don't want to alienate you. You see what I mean? They don't want to put you in a box or for you to judge them in a doctrinal box where, well, he's one of them old baptizers. I don't believe in being baptized. You don't have to be baptized. I've heard so much unbelief about the subject that I'm sick. And yet I've debated preachers and I tell you they can't hold a light to the gospel. The Bible said the gospel stop every mouth. And ladies and gentlemen, there are some powerful text in baptism, and tomorrow night we're going to teach on it, of the commandment purposes, of the doctrine of a doer. I just can't hardly wait to get into it. I'm very excited tonight. I've really enjoyed being with you tonight. I feel the power. I feel the anointing. And so, plan to be with us in one of our, we gather three times a year in Andrews, North Carolina. And if you'd like to, praise Yahweh, if you'd like to move to the area, we'd like to have you over there, and Pastor Jack and Pastor Jim, they'd love to have you over there in their fellowship meeting. If you're a doer, now if you're just a hearer, don't bother. Don't waste their time. You know, they need doers of the word, and it's a wonderful area to move to. If you'd like to move to this region of the country, you'd be safe in the mountains. Make the plans to move down here with us. We'd like to have about 300,000 or 400,000 believers here in this area. Praise Yahweh. And then we'll make a mighty move throughout the whole earth. In the last days, Yahweh will pour out his spirit upon the doers, and they shall go forth and preach the everlasting end time gospel to all the world, and then shall the end come. Now, let me give you this one. Praise Yahweh. James 4:11, if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Now let me repeat that, and you let the impact of that statement fall real hard on your ears. If you judge the law, That means, well, we're not under the law. Well, you judged it right then. But the Bible said a man's under the law as long as he lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, read it. You'll find out what it says about the law. You ain't going to never get out from under the law, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care how good you are, how bad you are. You ain't going to get out from under it, because it's a law to itself and it's forever settled. Nothing can be added and nothing taken away. And not one jot or one tittle will pass from it until the judgment day. And you're going to have the books opened on you. And you're going to become suspect if you haven't kept it or become a doer of it. Yahweh's going to judge you unworthy to enter in. Why call me Yahweh? We'll get into that just in a minute. If you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. See, Yahweh wants you to be a doer of it, not a judge of it. We got these that pick and choose whatever they want to out of the law and say, oh, I do this, but I don't do that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I say, it's a hard saying. I don't believe at all. If I did, I believe enough. I hope I believe enough to be saved. I don't know. The Bible said if you can, you know, you're saved by the skin of your teeth. And the Bible said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly appear? I'm striving. If you can help me, teach me faith. I'll do everything within my power to believe the word in the mouth of two or three witnesses. I'll try to line up to it if it's a convicting power in the spirit of righteousness. That's how honest I am. But to say I believe it all, no, I don't. I like to think that I practice and preach as much as any. I don't know what I do or not. That's you. You can judge that. But I do. I am not a hypocrite. I live what I preach. I preach what I live. And therefore, if I did not, I'd be a castaway, as Paul said. Now, notice this in Luke chapter 11, 28. Let's go there. Luke 11, 28. But the Messiah said, when they said, yea, blessed are they that the womb that bare you and the paps that gave you suck. See, they was giving him some flesh on here. But listen how he came back at them. You see, you can hoodoo the Messiah. He knows you if you're a doer or if you're just trying to con him. You can con the Father into salvation. You gotta become a doer of it to get salvation. But he said unto them, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Are you listening to me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Tomorrow night, I'm going to give you the divine, sound, doctrinal principles of what I believe and what I believe the scriptures will verify and prove what it takes for you to get in. And if you come short of it, I doubt you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very important. Your life, your soul. If you gain the whole world and you lose yourself, what are you going to get in exchange? So let's get honest here. Let's get about our Father's business and let's purpose it in our heart to press toward the mark and the high calling, which is in the Savior. Praise Yahweh. Yea, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Luke 11, 28. Now, Matthew 12, 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, sister, and mother. Are you listening to me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Pastor Bud and Shepherd's Calling, bringing it to you right out of the book. Now, you know, I don't really know where there's men and women out there that's got guts enough to believe the gospel. If there is, why don't you write me and tell me? Say, Pastor Buddy, I believe what you're preaching. You're preaching right out of the book, and I believe it's what it's going to take, whether I believe it or not. You see, if you would do that in respect of the word, I believe the Father could bless you. The Bible said if I first deal with him, maybe you're not a Sabbath keeper. Maybe you've not heard enough to convince you in faith. Maybe you've not been baptized. You've not ever heard enough preaching to believe it. Because faith comes by hearing. If you'll keep on listening to the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy here, I believe I'll give you enough preponderance here of the evidence to support that you need to become a doer, not a hearer. And I'll give you the straight doctrine. I'll give you what the Father's given them to me to preach as the commandments of the keeping of the organization of the Spirit of Yahweh. Now, why should I give you this? Because I want you, above all things to be saved and to be in good health and to prosper and to see you in the kingdom. I like to fellowship with you. You know, if I've never met you and you've been helped by my ministry in any way, somewhere in heaven we'll know about it. And in the eternal kingdom, I'll come over and visit with you about 1 million years and we'll talk about it. We'll fellowship, praise Yahweh, in the kingdom to come. Who is my brother, my sister and mother? Yea, those that become a doer of my word. Yea, they that are blessed that hear the word and keep it or do it. That's what he's saying here. Now, let me give you the last scripture that I can give you here. This is in chapter 7 of the book of Matthew. Go there if you will. It's a great chapter. It is one of the greatest, probably, perhaps. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. But there is a particular verse here in verse 21 that I'll single out tonight and give it to you. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the word, doeth the will, doeth the commandments, doeth the statutes, doeth these things that are commanded, the will of my Father which is in heaven. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things? Do not. We got more do-notters than we have doers. You need to get in some of this deep doo-doo I'm teaching here. Get in deep. Get in over your head. Get baptized and become a doo-doo. Praise Yahweh. Become a doer of the word, not a hearer, deceiving yourself. As a man looks in the glass and forgets his natural reflection, what manner of man he is, since he only hears and never becomes a doer. You're deceiving yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this is the doctrinal stand of the doers, and tomorrow night I will get into the effects of the doctrine. Now, remember, I know, I really cull them out when I get into doctrine. I really start culling. Because if people say, well, I don't believe that way. I don't believe that way. My preacher never did teach me that. My preacher never did say that. And I went to my preacher and he said, oh, don't listen to that idiot. He don't know nothing. Come on over here to church and we'll give you some smooth speech and then pass in words of man's wisdom. Is there any men and women left out in the country? Is anybody on Truth Radio listening to me tonight? If you are, and you're new and you've never called Pastor Buddy, call me tonight. Call me at area code 423. I'd like to have your telephone call. Say, Pastor Buddy, I'm a man or a woman enough to believe the gospel. I wanna keep the word. I wanna become a doer. I wanna make heaven my home. I'm just a temporary existence here, but there's an eternity where I'm going. Whether it be the good place or the bad, whether I'm in the light or in the darkness, it's gonna be eternal. Ladies and gentlemen, if you gain the whole world and then you go to that place, if you miss heaven, if you miss it ever so slightly, if you're deflected by anything, if you're offended by any of the commandment processes of the Bible, if you are not willing to pray and to seek His face, to fast, to push your plate back, to keep the commandments and the statutes and the ordinances and the feasts and the fellowships and the baptisms and the doctrinal things, if you won't do that here, you won't enjoy heaven. Because that's what's going to go on over there. You see, you got to practice over here to get over there, to become a doer. You got to be a doer over here to be a doer over there. If you're here over there, you ain't going to hear it over there. If you won't hear it here, you ain't going to hear it there. And now you're going to lift up your eyes alike of a rich man that had too many things to do. He was too concerned. And here's Lazarus. You know what Lazarus was? He was a doer. Yeah, he fell on hard times. He was despised, and the world looked round on him, you know. He was a poor man. He was a struggling poor man seeking salvation. Like if he was to have met Job in all of his pitiful condition at the time he was being tested, you would have judged him as a man that the wrath of God had fell on and that God didn't love him. But God loved him good enough to give his son to die for him. And Job said, in this statement of faith as a doer, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and will stand in the latter day upon the earth, and though the skin worms devour my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. My, 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 what a wonderful promise of a doer. And Job was a proof of a doer. He held fast in his trials. Are you going to hold fast? Comment in that. Area code 423-626-2172. That's Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. And if you'd just like to talk to me personally, I'll take your calls after the broadcast. If the line's busy and you can't get through, it'll refer you. Just keep ringing the phone. It'll take you to voicemail. And I'll get your number off voicemail, and I'll call you back on my nickel. Please, I will talk. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to shake your hand. I'd love to hug your neck. And more than that, I'd like to see if you're keeping the commandments. I'd like to see and know that you fare well, that you're a believer of the word. If you're not, come to the Fellowship Feast and Passover of Andrews, North Carolina Assembly. And Pastor Buddy, or one of the other brothers and the ministers there, will take you to the river, baptize you in the name. Praise Yahweh for the remission of sins, that you might be cleansed and clean, and then start a process, a new start. Would you just like to refresh your life and start anew? Many have, and many are. Would you like to make that decision now? If you've made that decision, you write Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Respond to us. We will in time respond to you, and we will be so delighted to have you to join us in Passover Fellowship. Now, I will be on Sunday night. I'd like to announce this. You make a note early in the week here, but I'd like to announce it for the sake of all of our shortwave listeners that are joining us. We announced that we're on Truth on WWCR. We announced that we minister every night of the week, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Truth Radio Network. And we're honored and proud to be here on Truth. And so all you WWCR first-time listeners that's joined us on the Internet, you didn't know where we were at, and you didn't know how to find it, we welcome you aboard tonight. If you're the first-time Internet listener, drop me a line and let me know, and I'll forward it down to Truth, and we're building a little family here on Truth Radio. There's a lot of good ministers here that minister great things to you, and welcoming you aboard tonight on Truth Radio. My time is coming and gone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy. Remember, be a doer of the work. Tune in tomorrow night. I'm going to teach on the doctrine of what you got to do as we're setting it up for you tonight. Praise y'all. See you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Yahweh bless you, Jacob Israel. Here's my prayer.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.